so happy to have you guys here for today's episode of Spirituality for the Real World. Today, I'm talking about a concept I like to call a lover state of mind. So I got inspired by a friend of mine who sent another friend of ours a picture of her and one of her guy friends who she has a completely platonic relationship with. And one of our other friends said, in the picture, it looks like they're in love. And I just like reacted to that with like a little bit of sadness, to be honest. And it got me thinking, because these two definitely have love between them. But to me, like, it doesn't represent being in love. And our other friend perceived it that way, in my mind, I think, because the definition of love is just so freaking narrow. Like, you can't hug your friend, you know, your best guy friend in a picture without people thinking that you're in love with him. Like, it's just kind of crazy to me. So yeah, like, maybe I know her better and I know the situation here and I know she's not in love with him, but yeah, it just got me thinking just about how like living in a lover state of mind just confuses people. Like, embodying, you know, a lover mentality is not about being in love. Like, to me, it's about being love, you know, like I said. So, you know, being in love with yourself and in love with your connections and in love with all of the things that are manifesting into your life, you know, every experience in your life. Because, you know, when we approach everything with love, then the love multiplies. And that's just a symptom of loving yourself, which I, you know, discussed in an earlier episode. But yeah, like, why is the typical perception of like hugging a guy, you know, immediately perceived as being in love with him? You know, what is the confusion between showing love to someone of the gender that you're attracted to, misinterpreted as being in love with them? You know, this just adds to the fact that people who are attracted to the gender of their choice can't just be friends with that gender. You know, like, it's kind of pathetic. And sorry, like, if I'm coming across like a little heated, but just like, why can't we just, you know, individually approach everybody with love, and it doesn't include an end goal of being in love? You know, it's just not about that to me. And, you know, don't get me wrong, like, being in love is amazing, but showing love to everyone like feels great also. So like, being in a lover state of mind and approaching every situation with love just shows like self-respect. Like, why would anything in your life not embody love? Like, all is love. Like, it's a choice. So make it, you know? Like it says on my cruelty-free Stella McCartney bag that I've been rocking for a couple of years. You know, it says all is love, and it's true. Like, you know, your love, and so is everything else that you interact with. Love is everywhere if you can see it. And it's, you know, not really rooted in being in love. You know, like I've said like 50 times now, but it just is. You know, you're just being love. And, you know, sometimes this state of being can be perceived as naive. And maybe it is, you know, it is naive to think that everybody will successfully interpret this state of existence. But, like, that's okay until your life transforms and you align with the connections that serve you best. But, you know, life is a journey to find that. Like, you know, you'll get there when you get there. But, you know, you'll persevere through these, you know, misconceptions, and there's always a purpose for why things are the way they are. So, you know, showing up as your authentic self means showing up as love. Like, you are love at your core. You know, you were born love, and we lose touch with that after, you know, our life reaches points that you know, don't align with your definition of love. But if you really break it down, like I said, you know, everything is love, right? So everything is always happening for your highest good. And it's really hard to grasp that fact, but it's the truth and it's the universal law. The universe, God, you know, your highest self, source, whatever you want to call it, all vibrates on the frequency of love, and it wants to see you win. You know, everything is love. How do we not see that? But also, how do we apply this, you know, foundation of love and this idea that everything is founded on love to, like, the really horrible things that happen? And I mean, like, really horrible. And I have no idea, like, literally don't know. But I do know this. And, you know, it just depends how you process things and how hard you work to find the love and how you create the love from every situation. You know, having this baseline makes going through hard things a little bit easier. You know, it doesn't excuse bad things either, because bad things just, you know, shouldn't happen. But you've earned the right to find love in everything. So keep looking, because I promise you're going to find it. And even if you don't find it and pinpoint it, you know, as the source within those experiences, just knowing that everything is love will help you establish a type of closure and understanding for why things went the way they went, you know, even the really messed up stuff that happens. And it's hard for me to even say that, you know, when I think about all the messed up stuff that happens, but, you know, one day it'll click for you. Like, I promise it will, but, you know, it's a journey to get there. And, like, truthfully, like, those bad things happen because people were, you know, programmed to believe that they aren't love. And that's why, you know, bad things happen, because if everyone truly believed this, then, you know, the world would be a much more loving place. So I really hope that can happen someday. But for now, you know, it's kind of like up to you and how you decide to live your life and promote love, you know. And I do speak from, you know, some level of experience, you know, multiple experience where I was just like, there's no love here. Like, this was not loving. I don't feel loved, you know, nothing, dead end. But here we are now, you know, persevering on our journeys and, you know, reevaluating things to find the love and, you know, loving yourself enough to have patience, you know, during this time too, you know, during the investigation, you know, because when bad things happen, you have to show yourself, you know, more love by forgiving yourself and giving yourself all the love that you couldn't find, you know, within that low vibe situation. You know, love yourself more and stop tolerating low vibe situations that aren't aligned with the love you're expecting to experience. Because if you don't find it there, you know, you'll find it within yourself, or you'll create it. You know, we're all creators, and the end goal is to create more love. So cultivate more love and, you know, replace all the love you thought you lost, you know, within yourself. You got this, you know? So yeah, I hope this doesn't come off as too naive, but I think it just, you know, stirs up a lot of thoughts. So, you know, all is love, and thanks for listening. Take care, guys. You are love. Bye.